Hi, everyone. So in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about identifying trauma responses. And the reason why I'm talking about this tonight is because I've been doing some deep digging lately within myself, and I want to share what I've come up with. I've noticed within myself, and this has actually been happening my entire adult life, is that when I need to speak my truth or have a difficult conversation or address conflict, I need to review all possible scenarios or all possible conversations or outcomes so that I am never taken by surprise. And actually, in truth, I would say 95% of these conversations or outcomes never come to fruition. Sometimes it gets so out of hand, depending on the situation, that I could actually lose sleep over it. The worry about what to say, how to defend myself if need be, or even how to explain myself so that people will understand. Sitting with this information has actually given me some insight in how this came about, and I didn't realize how deep-seated this actually was. So imagine never feeling comfortable speaking up, expressing yourself, or even being fearful of negative reactions if you do. And what if this has been something that you've encountered your entire life? How would this have an impact on your adult life? And what can you do to overcome it? I once heard that in order to open the throat chakra, you actually need to do it in small increments. It doesn't happen all at once. And for most of us, speaking our truth all at once is next to impossible. And actually pretty scary. So start off small. Give an opinion to something, even if it is the unpopular opinion. Say no to something that doesn't resonate with you. And what I want you to do is I want you to sit back and notice the reactions of the other people you've talked to. Who are the ones that respect your voice? Who are the ones that don't? And who do you feel safe sharing yourself with? This is going to give you an indication on who you can and cannot share your truth with. Another trauma response I've noticed within myself is what I want to call the worst case scenario. So how many of us have immediately gone to the negative when the possibility of something good could come our way? New job? Well, I probably won't get it. New relationship? Well, it probably won't work out. And how many of us have actually done this? We are so afraid of being disappointed that we convince ourselves that it won't happen. And if it does, great. That's a win for us. So what can be done to overcome this? Perhaps it comes from constantly being disappointed by situations or people, anything really. But in order to be disappointed, we actually need to have expectations. So a way to avoid disappointment is to have no expectations at all. Now, I know that this is easier said than done, but something that needs to be practiced on a day-to-day basis is that lack of expectation for anything or anyone. So another thing that I found that works for me is stopping myself when I start to think about my worst case scenario and start to think about all the ways it could go right. And the other thing that you can do is not attach thoughts or emotions to any particular outcome. So the next trauma response I want to talk about is people pleasing. And this actually comes from a number of different places. But like the other two trauma responses mentioned, this also comes from a place of fear. Fear of rejection or wanting to avoid conflict, the need for approval or validation. Generally, when we don't get our basic needs met as children or don't feel like we grew up in a nurturing environment, we actually look for this outside ourselves, and it can come out as people-pleasing. People-pleasing also comes from a place of low self-esteem or low self-confidence, and when we begin to work on this aspect of ourselves, we actually find that our need to people-please decreases. This can be created by healthy boundaries and understanding that our needs are just as important as everybody else's. Growing our self-esteem can be as simple as doing one nice thing for ourselves each and every day and building on our individual worthiness. So as a side note to the people-pleasing, one thing these types of people can do in this situation is change their personality. And they do this in order to fit in with a specific group of people. So these types of people believe that they won't be accepted for who they are. In fact, this is actually the easy way out because it takes so much more strength and courage to be an individual, to stand out in a crowd and be different. It has taken me over 40 years to begin to accept my own awkwardness, quirky, weird self, and actually have come to appreciate my differences. The last trauma response I want to discuss is the concept of playing the victim. Because the hard truth is, it is an inability to take responsibility for our own actions and choices. It takes an incredible amount of bravery to say, I am wrong and I'm sorry, instead of pointing the finger and saying, you did this to me. It takes a lot of self-awareness and desire to change, which isn't an easy thing to do. We need to understand that we all can be hurtful or toxic at one point in time or another in our lives, and that's okay, as long as we are dedicated to changing and being better. So no one makes us angry or hurt or upset. That was just our reaction to that specific circumstance. And if we are able to identify why we reacted the way we did, we can change it. I wanted to share this information with you because I hoped that you would come upon your own aha moments in your own lives. Perhaps it'll lead you to a new way of viewing specific circumstances in your own life, leading to healing. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and until next time.